Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph, Sanhedrin 51. And on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a brisa, and in this brisa there's a statement of Rabbi Eliezer, and this statement is very opaque, and the Gemara tries to understand it. So what is the statement of Rabbi Eliezer with respect to the adulterous relationship of a woman who is the daughter of a Kohen? Rabbi Eliezer states, Es avia bisreifa, with her father it is burning, v'eschamea, with her father-in-law biskila, it is stoning. This is the opaque statement of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara tries to understand, what is this statement of Rabbi Eliezer mean? So the Gemara offers several different approaches, and one of the approaches is the approach of Ravin, and Ravin sent a message in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, and he says, Kachi hetzeya shel Mishnah. This is the way we have to understand our Mishnah, that the Rabbi Eliezer is really following the position of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan's position is that if the daughter of a Kohen has an adulterous relationship, if she is fully married, which is called Nesua, then her punishment is Sereifa, is burning. But if she is betrothed, which is just engaged, partially married, then she actually has the more severe punishment of skila, of stoning. And so therefore, the way Ravin explained Rabbi Eliezer's message, and the way he did this in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, says that if in a situation where if she was the daughter of a Israelite, a Yisrael, and the punishment for adultery, if it's in a situation where it's less than that of the punishment for relations with one's father, relations with one's father is, generally speaking, sreif, of burning, but the daughter of an Israelite, if she's fully married and she has adultery, her punishment is chenek, is strangulation, death by strangulation. So in that situation, then if she is a daughter of a Kohen, she is executed via the same way as if she had been with her father, which is via burning. But if the penalty is in a situation where the daughter of a Yisrael for adultery is above the level of the penalty had she cohabited with her father, that is to say, if she is an Arusa, in which case it is stoning, and with her father it would have been Sreifa, then under that situation, if she is the daughter of a Kohen, she is punished as if she had been with her father-in-law, in which case she is punished via stoning. And that is how Ravin explains the position of Rabbi Eliezer. And so the Gemara says on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis that Rav says that the law is like Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abua, Amar Rav Halacha Kedeshalach Ravin Mishmei Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, that the law is indeed like Ravin sent in the name of Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, that Rabbi Eliezer in effect is holding like the Rabbanan, that the daughter of a Kohen, if she's fully married, is with burning, and if she's just partially married, it is with stoning. So Rav Yossi challenges this. Rav Yossi says, why do we care what the Halacha is? Hilchasa Meshicha, why do we need to know the Halacha for the time of the Messiah? We know that we're not bringing back these types of deaths. They're not applicable at all anymore. The only time it might be applicable is in the time of the Mashiach. Why do we need to learn now what the halacha is for the time of the Mashiach? So Abaye responds to this question of Rav Yosef, and he says, El me'ata shchitas kachim. Well, listen, so why do we learn about all the laws of sacrifices? They're also not relevant at all. They're only going to be relevant in the time when the temple has been rebuilt. Hilchos Mashiach, also those are also laws of the time of the Messiah. Why are we learning these laws at all? So and Abaye continues, Elo, we say, Drosh v'kabel schar. We study them in order to receive reward for the aspect of studying them. And so here too, we're studying this law and we want to know what the proper way to interpret it. It's not in order to actually execute the woman, but because we don't do that anymore, but rather it is Josh v'kabel schar. We're just trying to study it in order to be able to receive reward from heaven for learning these laws. Tosfos points out that this question that Rabbi Yosef asked is consistent, because Rabbi Yosef is the one who asks throughout Shas. He had accustomed to ask about these points. Why are we asking questions that are not relevant for now and are only relevant for the time of the Mashiach? And so therefore, Tosu says, this is Rabbi Yosef's position, but all the Amoraim don't ask this question. All the Amoraim take it for granted that, yes, indeed, we should study the laws, even though it's relevant for the time of the Mashiach only. And this Sefer Kaveh Or explains that the reason why Rav Yosef asked this question is because Rav Yosef was of the opinion that in the time of the Mashiach, all of our mitzvot would be different. And so therefore, since he was of the opinion there would be that all the mitzvot would be different, he says there's no reason to study them, because there's no point in studying them, because just like we don't study what exactly was the halacha before the giving of the Torah, so too we're not going to study the halacha after the time of the Mashiach. We're going to have a completely different type of law. And so therefore, he says, why should we even bother studying the laws of Mashiach? Study the laws now, because now we need to know what to do. But at the time of the Mashiach, the laws will be totally different. So why bother studying them? But we know that, obviously, we don't rule like that, and all the other Amoraim don't rule like that. And indeed, the Rambam, in his code, in the Mishnah Torah, he made a point of teaching all of the laws, even of the laws of the temple, because we need to know how to act when the temple will be rebuilt. We need to know immediately how to react. And if we're not going to know, then we're going to start looking in the books. We're going to have to write the books from scratch. So therefore, for this reason, the Rambam wrote it all down in his Mishnah Torah. Another reason why some say that Rav Yosef said that why should we study laws of the time of the Mashiach? This is an answer that is brought down in the Sefer Divrei Shaul. And he writes, Rav Shaul Natanson is of the opinion because the principles will be different in the time of the Mashiach. The principles for deciding the law, because we have a principle that in the time of the Mashiach, the law will be like Beis Shammai. And so therefore, for that reason, since the principles for deciding the law will be different, why are we trying to figure out what the halacha is for the time of the Mashiach on the basis of how we are deciding now? We should wait till the time of the Mashiach when there will be new principles, and then we should decide what the law will be at that time.